Hundreds of miners have been laid off, effective today, following a mine closure in Wyoming County. As Molly Bourne reports, the news is a blow to the region, and some miners are now considering getting out of the industry altogether.
On Monday afternoon, three employees at the Pinnacle Mine near Pineville, Wyoming County, were standing outside the mine bathhouse talking about their future. The guys wouldn't do an interview, but one seemed shaken. He described the mood as somber. They and roughly 300 others were about to be laid off. Another 90 had already been let go in late July. How are you?
How are you?
I'm good. Another worker, Stan East, had just ended his shift and was pulling out of the lot. He got the news from night shift, right after he came out from underground. The mine's operating company, Tennessee-based Mission Coal, filed for bankruptcy.
I just a little stressed about it.
East lives in Princeton, in Mercer County. He's married with three grown kids, and he's worked at Pinnacle for 10 years. His dad worked here, too. But now the instability is taking its toll.
I'm just going to do something different. It's been up and down since I've been here. And, I mean, coal's good now, but I'm 46 years old. It could, for 3 to 4 years, it could go back the same way, you know. Be looking for another job.
Pinnacle didn't close because of a lack of coal at the mine. Phil Smith, a United Mine Workers of America spokesman, says management stopped production because water was building up in the mine. Getting the remaining reserves would mean installing a new shaft and other expensive processes. Some buyers were looking into purchasing the mine, but ultimately decided against it. In a press release last week, Governor Jim Justice said he hopes the mine can reopen and that he's, quote, working on it. He says he's asked the State Commerce Department to get involved as well, but what those efforts might look like aren't clear. Pinnacle was one of the largest employers in Wyoming County, drawing from a workforce from McDowell and other neighboring counties. According to the Wyoming County Assessor, the county will likely see a $1.4 million loss in machinery, equipment, and inventory tax revenue, and another $51,000 in real estate taxes. The school district will lose $1 million from its budget. Superintendent Deirdre Klein is trying to remain hopeful, but says the situation is bleak.
It does have a very detrimental impact on our families, therefore the children that we serve whose parents, work or have livelihood from that coal company, but also in a general sense to our whole economy of Southern West Virginia, specifically here in Wyoming County.
Bobby Bowman is the president of the local UMWA chapter, one of the largest in Southern West Virginia. He's been sharing regular updates with his Pinnacle community on his Facebook page and by phone. We took a break to talk in the Wendy's parking lot in Welch, McDowell County.
So you're looking at Wyoming, McDowell, Mingo, Tazewell County, Mercer County, and Raleigh County. It's going to take a big hit when the money that normally comes into this, into these counties per year by the people that work there, well, it'll be a large, large hit.
The union has had two meetings with the UMWA Career Center to help displaced workers.
A lot of people have quit and went and found other jobs in mining. There's a lot of them there at the moment. So the impact for some won't be as bad.
But some, like Stan East, might leave the industry altogether. He says he'll get $5,000 from the Career Center to help train for a new job. Bowman says he'll probably move on too. In an interview earlier this month, James Mullins, another Pinnacle miner, described a stressful situation for his wife and three kids, and he's also thinking of getting out of the field.
Right now, I'm updating my resumes and hoping I can find a job soon. I'm not really prepared.
A message left in person for the mine manager went unreturned, but Mission Coal did send a statement. It didn't mention Pinnacle by name, but says the bankruptcy was, quote, a continuation of its efforts to stabilize its business. According to Smith from the UMWA, Pinnacle employees will be paid any wages they're owed, even though the company is in bankruptcy. The company's filing includes a provision to allow for that. They'll get 6 months of health insurance coverage from the layoff date. Smith says the company will keep 60 workers to run the on-site preparation plant. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Molly Bourne in Wyoming County.